the length and breadth of the experience is what I point to as a significant asset for becoming a supervisor of the town of Colony.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with Colony Town Justice Peter Crummy, who's leaving that position to run for town supervisor. A few episodes back, I spoke with Democratic candidate Kelly Matija, who also wants that job as town supervisor Paula Mahan retires. I spoke with Peter Crummy on Friday. First of all, give us a sense of who you are, what your background is, and why you want to run for this office.
Well, thank you very much, Ian, for the opportunity to speak with you today. For the past 40 years, I've worked for our town in a variety of capacities, starting when I was an Albany Law School student and coming to the town attorney's office. And since then, I've had the great opportunity to serve not only as an attorney for the town, but then the zoning board attorney, and then 21 years as Colony Town Justice and Chief Administrator of the court system. As you know, it's one of the busiest courts in the state of New York, not just town and village courts, but our volume as a court throughout the state of New York. Our criminal court calendar last year placed us as the 24th or 25th busiest criminal court in the entire state of New York. So 21 years of service in that court. And I decided, as you know, yesterday to step off the bench so that I could seek election as our town supervisor. And I'm asking our town residents to move me from part-time judge to full-time supervisor. And I'm hoping to be able to bring my breadth of background and experience not only as a town employee for 40 years, but also as a former county legislator and legislative leader in Albany County government, where I certainly learned about developing budgets on a countywide basis. And then, of course, in my own department, Justice Department, developing budgets for my agency under three different town supervisors. I've worked under Fred Field, Mary Brazell, and Paula Mahan, always working in a bipartisan manner to get things done for the benefit of the town. And so that's the hallmark of my capacity, is working across the aisle to do what's best for the citizens of the town of Colony. And as Colony Town Supervisor, I will continue in that mode as well.
A parochial question, if you'll allow it, before we talk about the town supervisor's race. Why is that criminal court so busy?
The way I look at it, and I've done annual court reports to write about it, for the same reason that Colony has grown to house 84,000 people, is the same reason probably that generated a busy court. And that's because, ultimately, Colony has become the downtown of the Capital Region. So all roads come through Colony, and the greatest amount of retail space in the Capital Region is located in Colony. So on any given day, while we are housing 84,000 of our town residents, our population, as we speak, can be as much as 200,000 right now during the day, 200,000. So what happens is our public safety officials and departments, police department, EMS department, and the court system are servicing matters which may involve 200,000 people on a daily basis, not just the people that reside here. So for all of those reasons, it makes the court very busy. Much of the activity that we see in the courthouse may well involve people that don't even live in the town of Colony, but they happen to come into the town of Colony, and as a result, their involvement here may require police response, it may require EMS response, and other town services. So it's quite a population that the town has to respond to on a given day.
So if you were to become town supervisor, what would you say your top priority is? What are the biggest issues facing the town?
I find that development pressure on our neighborhoods and our road maintenance issues are some of our largest issues facing town government today. Our infrastructure is constantly overworked over the years. Our water system, Latham Water District, is routinely having water main breaks because there's pressure on our system. As we further develop the systems that we put in place 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and as early as 100 years ago, are showing signs of stress. And as a result, we need to approach how we're going to respond to the infrastructure, our roadways, and the impact of development on our neighborhoods. A balance of commercial activity and safe neighborhoods, safe streets, sound roads, and solid budget are all the hallmark of what I believe we should be focusing on in Colony.
Now, we've had an incumbent town supervisor, Paula Mahan, for almost a generation now. She's been in there since 2008. What specifically would you like to do different from what she has done in her time?
Well, I think that first, let's thank Paula Mahan for her years of service. Anyone who stands up and is willing to serve in a capacity, in a public service capacity like that, should be thanked for their service to the town. And obviously what happens is, as time goes on, the issues facing the town residents evolve as well. So while there may be first steps to start to reprioritize funds, existing funds for our infrastructure, I may find with new people who will also be chosen by the town residents to have other ways to help continue to reprioritize. The roadway system might not have been as demanding years ago as it is today, but it keeps evolving into a larger problem now. So the problems that she may have found when she came in may not be the same ones as we move forward. So it's hard to say exactly what we'll find and what we know. We do know the town has an annual budget now of approximately $100 million. So with that, it'll take an analysis to look at how that money's being spent and what we should do as we move forward. But I'm always looking for advice from those who have gone before, because if you don't consider history, you're destined to relive it. But at the same time, I believe that a great elected official is one that not only has the sense to maintain current institutions that are favored by the town residents, but also a person who has the capacity to improve. And that's my goal.
You've been talking about the balance between growth and industry and quality of life. How do you see the changing role of brick and mortar business now that there's more e-commerce here in New York and nationwide impacting Colony's fortunes, because there is so much brick and mortar infrastructure there?
I don't disagree with you, and I know that through COVID, we've come to realize that much can be done off-site. And is it possible that big-box stores in the future might need to be reprogrammed for other uses? It is quite possible. And the town being a large retail center, the largest retail center in probably between here and Syracuse. And as a result, what if we find that we start having vacancies? That will be a new challenge. You know, as I said previously, the problems evolve, and different problems require different solutions along the way. And you presenting the issue of what happens if stores and retail spaces start shrinking or their uses evaporating because there's new technology to allow commerce to take place, there can be benefits to that. I have found over the last year that fewer cars on the road made movement throughout the town and into surrounding cities and towns much easier. And I think we all enjoy that. Boy, isn't that nice? It was an easy ride. So I think overall, we have to look at all of these evolutions, look for the positive, and address the negative, because we can all understand that having opportunities to do certain things right from our residence now is very effective. And I think that commercial office space may be tested in the next round, in the next environment, as to if people or companies think they don't need all of that space anymore, and how they start looking at different ways to conduct their business without bricks and mortar. That'll be a new challenge for the town as it evolves, as it will nationwide. And what will happen to the bricks and mortar that was created for office space and for retail space and for big box stores? How do we repurpose those structures? Because when vacant, they become a different problem. So we need to be focused on that as the next turning point. I think the jury's still out as to the total impact of the COVID shutdown and as we emerge, and what life will look like on the other side. But I want to be there to meet it. And I believe my background and experience serving our town as a senior town judge, zoning board attorney, county legislator, town attorney, will bring the tools necessary to work in a bipartisan manner to meet these challenges. You know, Ian, I know that, you know, reasonable minds can differ on any issue. And knowing, you know, and civility is a cornerstone of advancing concepts. And those are all things that I think will be important. And sometimes people can agree to disagree on something, and hopefully in a civil way and in a compassionate way. But everybody needs to know that we need to ultimately do what's best for the citizens of the town of Colony. And that's what I intend to do.
One of the responsibilities you would have as town supervisor is to craft that annual budget. What's your philosophy on taxes and spending?
Well, what I do in managing, I've headed not-for-profits before and been on a variety of boards and currently serve on boards now in looking at are we raising dues? What are we doing? My take is this. The first thing I will be doing is bringing every department in and looking at each line, and let's ask about it. Okay, why is this line like this? And so we can get a full explanation, because I believe in reducing expenditures before ever going to town residents and asking them for something else. If the citizens trust you, and you find that you need to present an argument which could ultimately increase contributions by the citizens in order to raise capital for road work or for Latham Water District work, they will understand that. The key is to communicate, and for communication. So in the first order of business is, let's see if we can find any waste first. I believe in looking for that before ever asking for additional funds. But it would be always unreasonable to say never this, never that. I've been in county government as a county legislator, and I've been in the town. I have developed my own department budgets under supervisors, Republican supervisors, Democrat supervisors, and there's always compromise and figuring out what we can do this year and what we're not going to be able to do. Fiscal restraint is a must, and you owe that to the citizens, because you are holding their tax dollars in trust. So anytime you want to modify contribution rates, you need to have a full explanation. When the current town supervisor came into office, she found that there was a significant, in her opinion, a shortfall, and she assessed every homeowner up to $500 as an additional tax assessment to put money into the general fund, because that was her observation. And so, and the town residents did it. So they, you know, they must have collectively thought, we need to do this as well. So there are times when CEOs come to the table and say, this needs to be done and here's why. And collectively, it must be to the benefit of the citizens of the town of Colony. So first look for waste. Yep.
Let me go to a couple more issues. Right now, Colony, like all the other municipalities in New York State, is reimagining its police policies. Are there any changes you'd like to see among the Colony police and the way they've been carrying out business?
I have to tell you, I want a Colony police officer responding to a crime scene. Okay, I've had the good fortune of working in the public safety building. The Justice Court shares a building with the police department, and that building was established by the town board back in the early 90s, and they put the two uses together on Old Wolf Road. And I have to tell you, the arraignments that I've had to do in the middle of the night over the years, thousands. And I probably have done more than 17,000 arraignments in the last 21 years, and processing over 100,000 cases. And, you know, when there's a crime scene, you want the Colony police to respond. Look, I look at it as all departments. There's no perfect human organization. I haven't met a perfect human organization. Each department needs to self-assess, just like we as humans do in the morning. You know, it's very healthy to self-assess and so that you can know whether you should do something better or how to do something better. Likewise, you need departments, all agencies need to do the same, and I would encourage them all to do the same. There may be, just like I spoke about development, there's evolution. Things that the Colony Police Department or the town court or the water department or the town supervisor, what they did 50 years ago, may need to be evolved in a different way. I have found the Colony Police to be in front of what is necessary. They learn a variety of techniques, including de-escalation techniques, and learning, and they're fully supportive currently of trying to create, and they're in full support of a regional center for cases involving unchecked mental health challenges. I can tell you, as the presiding judge in the town of Colony, that much of our criminal activity was based off of addiction or unchecked mental health conditions. And as a result, the police are front line, not only on addiction, but also on unchecked mental health issues. And it was brought into my court. And so we were trying to manage those issues with the tools that we have. There's now that people can recognize what I've long recognized about why we're having crime through addiction and unchecked mental health challenges. There's a move afoot, which I think sounds fabulous, for a regional facility where if there are unchecked mental health issues, which were discovered through criminal activity, they can be brought there to enjoy the service that they're entitled to and they should have. Right now, there's limited services. The Colony Police, if they find a mental health challenge in a criminal case in the middle of the night, they can go down, they can bring the person to the Capital District Psychiatric Center. They can do that. But the person's stay there is limited. So, and sometimes they don't have the capacity to provide a more thorough transformation of having the person in a better place before they're discharged from observation. So there's a new move afoot to have a regional center so that people can have the proper medical care for a longer period of time rather than a short stay, because it takes that much longer. I do not think the criminal justice system should be the depository of unchecked mental health issues. I think there's a better place for that to be handled. And sadly, the inattendance or unattendance of the other forms of government to provide the services for these people have left the criminal justice system as the collection basket for unchecked mental health challenges, and I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that's the right place for it. Plus, it's a very expensive system, the criminal justice system. So I'm glad that there's a move afoot. The chief of police told me just the other day that there's a proposal out there to create a regional retention center so that people could benefit by having a longer-term view with the appropriate mental health professionals, not just an overnight stay or not just a mobile crisis approach, which is very helpful, but they're not 24/7 either. So the tools available to police, if we can expand the tools for them, they can be doing business a little different than they were forced to before. So, but, you know, it will evolve as well. But I think that Colony Police Department's done a magnificent job, in my view, of service. And at 3 a.m, when there's a problem, you're going to want to call them, and you're going to want them to respond in an efficient manner. And that's helpful. They've also helped so many people, too. When you think about all of the community programs that the Colony Police have done for years, introducing our students to various techniques that are involving police capacity and bringing the knowledge of what a police department does to the citizens. It's likewise what I did with the court system for 21 years. I brought it to the students. I would have them come into the courtroom and watch. I would lecture business law classes over at Shaker High School. South Colony High School used to have a business law program, and they would come into my courtroom and watch court sessions and then stay after, and we would talk about what they saw. Bringing knowledge of the court system into the classroom has been a hallmark of mine. And if you happen to go to my website that I maintained for years, judgecrummy.com, you will see that I gave an award out each year to a teacher who facilitated bringing the knowledge of the courtroom into the classroom. And I would present a gavel award to a teacher for doing that, and did that for a number of years, and have continued to do so. It's very important, and the police department the same way, bringing knowledge to the community of what their department does and what they can do and the variety of services they can provide. I think it's a progressive department. I know that they have just completed a report of the Colony Comprehensive Police Practices Review Committee, which they issued a report on January 28, 2021, which was in response to the governor's call that each agency be reviewed that way. And so we can look to that as the committee's work, the end result of the committee's work. And certainly if there are recommendations in there for review, let's take a look at them, because that was the purpose of the review committee in the first place. And they have now published their results, and I think it'll be a guiding tool for department work as it moves forward.
So last thing for right now, your Democratic opponent in the race, Kelly Matija, you know, she's citing a lot of long experience serving Colony too, and her time on planning issues and so on. We know the last election for Colony Town Supervisor with two other candidates was decided by just about 100 votes. So I'm sure there will be some more time for debates and so on over the next few months. But what makes you a better candidate for this job than her?
Well, I think my background and experience of 40 years of not only service to the town and being a lifelong resident of the town, but serving in a variety of capacities for the town residents as a county legislator, being elected to serve that southern district of our town of Colony, West Albany, and the Loudonville area, but also developing town budgets for my own agency. The length and breadth of the experience is what I point to as a significant asset for becoming a supervisor of the town of Colony.
The Honorable Peter Crummy, now a Republican candidate for town supervisor of Colony. Thank you for taking all of this time, and we'll keep the conversation coming.
Ian, I look forward to it, and stay safe and well, and have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.